With understanding comes compassion, but the program is very deep. The only way out is when you reconnect with your life. That is the reason why you establish trust. Without that connection, you are fearful and small. Fearful and small. And this is a skill coming and dedication. Extend your arms. Become quite obvious. You meditate with your body and mind to start with alone. Calm everything here and now. Very skill. Like an artist. Like a warrior. Like a romantic lover. Like an earnest student. Like a devotee, like a pilgrimage. Like the pilgrims on a pilgrimage, seeking for truth in God, and you're rising up. It's a journey rising up. And another skill coming in is your meridians. If they open, connect well, the life force just rushing through your body, support your mind, and bring the light down. Eventually, it will illuminate different levels of your consciousness. That means you become conscious. In different levels of your existence. Existence is not limited to the three-dimensional physical body. And some of you can see and experience the vastness of life. Comparison with just human life is very small and insignificant. But inside, if you open, is a vastness of life and space. Again, it's become self-evident. We describe our practice, the most powerful is infinite meditation. Everything becomes calm. You notice the fear is in the periphery. Notice your irritation. But they are become insignificant. And you hold your base. The posture alone, it is a beautiful art form. Everything starts to settle. Before long, abiding in comfort, and you work on it, focus, brightness, purity at one point. When you got the energy, use that energy to lengthen your spine. You seemingly become taller. Your breath can open up your chest. Seemingly you become bigger. Understand about this power of stillness. And through your accomplishment, that born conviction, that is trust. is that through your accomplishment, you establish trust, not by just psychological gymnastic, just by accomplishment. When you achieve this level, and you notice there's no room for doubt and suspiciousness, there's an ordinary mindset. The brighter, purer, more open you are, the more a sense of freedom and self-empowerment. That's what are you holding? And gradually, without any effort, become easy. Those are the fruit of your practice, your dedication. Easy. You can hold the base and extend to the second center. To begin with, you might not feel any fire in your tummy. So you cultivate the eternal flame. Superimpose inside your lower abdomen. You utilize the skillful means called one thought, override 1,001 thoughts. You deliberate like training your mind, become a laser beam, one-pointed. And it's a skill in it. Like everything else, the more you do it, the better you become. Only one-pointed. Not like before. The mind think about this, think about that, think about this, think about that. Drive the meditator crazy. Now it's different. That is your inner strength. Inner power. You have to focus. And miracles start to happen. It transforms your fire. And some of you start to notice the healing, natural healing for your body and mind happen naturally. Again, your trust comes from accomplishment. The more you accomplish, the more you have conviction, the more you trust. And now you understand why we ask you to practice. Because it protects you. Trust is do not come from just thinking or even understanding. Come from your direct experience of empowerment. The more you got it, the more you trust. Now you rise above your worldly concern, worry, anxiety and so forth. That is, you rise above transcending your situation, circumstances, internal conflict, self-blame, hate myself, fear of the future, unsettled, don't like the world. it all becomes settled. And then you extend the solar plexus. You can see, go through the chakras. We don't hide anything, we open to create spaciousness. If you get stuck, you do not have spaciousness. And then you can combine, we call prayer. I want spaciousness, is my heart prayer. I want freedom, is spaciousness. They are synonymous, by the way. When you ask for freedom, you ask the blockages free removed. And you can see why we open. Only when you got a spaciousness enable you hold the golden sun. If you do not have spaciousness, you hold on nothing, just empty gesture. That is, we talk about capacity. It's more than just visualization. Visualization is compromise. When you got a spaciousness, you can hold the golden sun. Internally hold the golden sun, open palm, externally hold the golden sun. On top of mountain represent non-attachment to the world. Hatred, pain, fear, very sticky. The more you got, the more problem you got. Always internal. Sometimes seemingly manifest external. But in true, all internal. You can see why mountaintop now. Time out. But then sometimes you've been attached to the worldly affair, especially problem. Your mind just cannot escape. And this is sometimes being termed tormented mind. Have mercy and compassion to yours and the others' tormented mind. Some people so tormented, their faces distorted. Life become very difficult and hard. Mountaintop, in contrast, a sense of freedom. Quiet mind is a happy mind. The mind is quiet. You can hear the silence of the wind, the beauties of the sunrise, the clarities of the blue sky. Everything become brighter, clearer. This is aliveness. I learned the art to hold, not hold on to it, connect with it. And just like our Qigong work, learn to hold that. Very subtle skill. Hold on what? Happiness, my dear. Happiness. Happiness and freedom are the same. Borrow the sunlight. via meridian, the whole body ignite the brain ash. And then much easier, open the heart. The mind is not so rebellious. The heart open. Some of you find you can't open your heart. Some of you find your heart being torn. Some of you find the sorrowful, painful heart, grieving heart. And some of you find sweetness of your heart. Don't judge it, just learn to open it. The heart prayer come in, remove my pain, remove my fear. Sometimes the prayer very much like, I cannot stand it anymore. The dark valleys of fear. I don't know how to run away from it. Help me. This is very deep heart prayer. The prayer, already told you, is a crying out. Desire, love, yearning from your heart. This is important now. This is very skill, subtle. How do you know your answer being heard? This is the connection. Connection. And you know you're crying out of your own fear and pain being heard. Your mind did not know it. Your heart feel it. Including your own violence, your own cruelty. Violent cruelty means unkindness. Not because you're a bad person. It's the ego punishing you. The ego punishing you. Very much like the language. You do not deserve to be healthy. Look at you. How selfish you are. Look at you, how dark you are. We call unworthiness. When you believe in it, we call it, in a modern language, you have low self-esteem. And this is an image you identify. It must be me, it must be me. You struggle, you try your best to hide this image. This ugly self-image. The prayer is, my God, I'm in pain. And you're rising up. Very skilled work. Very skilled. Very hearty. No disguise. The heart simply pray something like this. Set me free. I cannot do this anymore. Set me free. Rising up to your throat, and you notice somewhere deep inside, yearning upward. you become real. Become real, including your pain, your self-blame, and of course, we call self-loathing, and sometimes being termed self-hatred, self-rejection. And if you have those aspects, you start to notice it weakens your whole immune system of your body, even accumulate poisons. The more you accumulate poison, the more the ego pattern says, look, you're so impure and ugly. The more you accumulate poison, the more the ego voice said, you deserve to be punished. If people know how bad you are, they will coil up. They will just coil up. And you believe in it. You notice people don't love you. You notice people love you and then they hate you or walk away from you. And deep inside, because you're so ugly, so impure, so cruel, and you try your best to hiding it, to trying to win the other people's approval. And suddenly you realize, no wonder you're sick, everything blocked up. Everything, your outlook of life including. Life, just like torturing. Lack, just like no sunshine. The prayer means, I acknowledge all that. You don't have to believe in it at one go. And then you simply offer it. That's a prayer. It's very skilled. Very skilled. Your connection got to be strong. And then you're rising up to your third eye. When you go through the releasing healing process, you got no strength, by the way. So, however, you still have your heart. You pray. You ask for great wisdom, great power to help you to get out of your internal hell. Some of you are starting to see a spark of light on your third eye. You can steady your gaze just for a while, and it gives you hope. And again, it's a skill to connect with this spark. However, never mind how dim it is, the spark, you see hope there is. The way out. When it's steady, everything seemingly settled for a while. Again, you establish more faith, trust, because of the steadiness. The mind do not torment you for a while, and then you continue to rising up. The crown open. You pray for mercy and compassion. You pray for deliverance from your own pain. And you make a vow or commitment. Maybe vaguely to start with, I'm not going to hurt myself anymore. And then sometime the commitment like, I will not allow anybody to hurt me anymore. They do whatever they do. I don't have to agree. It's a self-empowerment. You do not know how powerful you are yet, but at least you start to establish some of your personal strength and power. And you connect. Some of you can, some of you just empty posture. But while you can, you start to notice the vast, infinite power of the universe. Start to reconnect with you. Within it, deep wisdom can solve all problems. It's inherited in life at one moment. This is our great alignment. Meridian open, chakras open, connect with higher and lower. Your prayer being answered. And the light come down. As you go through your chakra once again, you can examine the spaciousness, peace, freedom, and spaciousness are the same. Seemingly, for some of you in degree, layers or some layer of obstacle being removed. You open to give thanks and receive. We call it receive the blessing. Some of you advancing on your spiritual journey with your dedication, this blessing is a spiritual transformation. This instruction for very advanced students. Literally, heaven transform you. And some of you start to notice the worldly existence no more. Worldly existence, you know, selfishness, heaviness, sickness, poverty, wanting this, wanting that, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that person I don't like, I'm worried about my mother, all this strangely disappear. And you allow the transformation. The tormenting soul, receiving healing, advanced practitioner receiving transformation. And we are learning, dying and living. You are still living. And now you understand what is dying. There's only one real death. It's a dying of the ego self. The body always dies. But what inside, the content, is important. You find beauty and love, you die in beauty and love. We call heavenly. You're in worry and fear and trap, you die in lower realms of existence. You're being kind and nice person, you die, you find yourself in a similar vibration. And it's a great illusion of death. But then most human afraid of death, especially of the unknown. Now some of you understand there's nothing to afraid of. You like human life, you find yourself in human life once again, soon enough. And some of you transcend the human life, what you experience, there's no trace of humans, no trace. And that is transformation. No words can describe this state. While you are alive, don't forget, you are not dead yet. If you are alive, if you're holding this beauty and grace, brightness depends on which degree you live like that. Your body has to follow. All the circumstances have to transform, reflecting what you are and where you are. This is miraculous living. You are full of love and beauty. Your life will be reflecting this love and beauty. Depends on your perceived problem. That means how much you invest into your perceived problem. In comparison, that means this brightness, this beauty, can that override your perceived problem, including your sickness, in degree. Some of you have personal sickness. I already told you, it becomes your personal signature. You even said, confirm, I'm sick. And then you are sick. I'm an ugly person. Yes, you are. Until you experience this space and fill this with this purity and beauty. Until when you say, I'm a sick person, you just can't believe it. No trace of sickness. Eventually, the form, that means body, circumstances, have to follow. That is miraculous living. When you say, I'm sick, you are sick. When you say, I got no money, you have no money. When you say, so-and-so don't love me, that is true. You insist that person have to love me? Why do you still deceive yourself? My dear, in truth, you are love. You don't have to beg for love. Every time you beg the other people to love you, you are attest you are not in love. Everything you desire means you haven't got it. You struggle, you hate, you accumulate more guilt. Nobody punishing you, only you, the ego, want to punishing you until you die. And now, I already told you, depends on how deep is your fear, your problem, your darkness. The deeper it is, the light that love seemingly cannot pierce through, because the curtain is still closed. And underneath the curtain, that's what you're afraid of and hiding. Not because you're bad, because it's so severe. But the light, sunlight is there. It cannot pierce through the thick curtain. And then you said, light is not there. It is not true. Some of you diligently to heal yourself so much, that light, that purity pierce through until there's no room for darkness. And you are in celestial realm. some of you in celestial realm, but you're conscious crying out of your beloved, including your son and your daughters. They crying out. Inside, you can see their inner world now. Pain, fear, abandonment, betrayal. And some of you can tune in to the collective darkness and fear. The whole world is crying out. And that is the reason why some bodhisattva return back on earth to ease the pain. But it's very skilled work, by the way. Because when you're engaging in fear and hell, you're very easily being contaminated. And that means incarnate in a body. You have to be diligent. You're not being sucked in by the normal and painful human realm. And possibly you heard about a story in the West called the Greek angel Lucifer. Lucifer being termed as a falling angel. Probably just now you are falling angel and you cannot get out. Once you were love, now you feel hatred. Once you were light, now full of sickness and pain. That is falling angel. You're supposed to come here to help and to rescue. Now you come here to hurt and to harm and to hate. You're supposed to bring life in. Now you only know death. That is Lucifer. Become a fallen angel. And painstakingly at the rising back up. As you're rising back up, you have a glimpse of celestial order. The glorious of life. So pure. Literally, ego and the darkness, genus of heaven. It never can enter heaven. It becomes bitter, resentful, and want to destroy you. If I cannot get it, you won't get it also. I'm in pain and cannot be free. I make sure you're in pain and in fear forever, like me. Thus we have heaven and hell, seemingly. Duality. Miraculous living, you now understand there's no death. The process of death is just another journey. Kind of humorous, funny. And for advanced student, this is your ultimate liberation. You welcome it because you know you're going into the great light. No more blinkers. And it is true. It is a final moment of your complete, total liberation. Return to great love. The world say you are dead. You just laugh. Impossible. Even now, you can see the body, insignificant of the body. The body, the little kind of blinker, cannot hide the great light. Raise your palms. And this is appreciation, isn't it? Or I told you, it is love. Not because you love. You receive that love. It's a gift of life. All the prayer from your heart always being answered, never as you expected. And this is the great trust and faith coming. And the soul respond to say thank you. Not your ego. Your ego is very arrogant. You misidentify with that ego self, very arrogant. The soul, very humble. Because of that, the soul becomes very powerful. Power of the universe being given to you. That's the reason why you're so humble. The ego has no power, want your power. That is the reason why it has to imprison you. You have to fight you all the time. You call resistance. Or I told you, I repeat, it just wants to kill you, render you mindless, unconscious. It then can dominate you forever and forever. The soul love. And the soul gift, we turn our palms. If you want to give, to take from the ego, the giving, it is natural extension of your soul. The ego, use your mind trying to give, secretly it wants to take. The soul Just give. And then with the great wisdom from the universe to direct. Great power, that is reason why the ego self fear you, afraid of your true self. And also, of course, you know the story, and the world will like to crucify you if you're awake. Your presence comes from your soul, great light shine through it, and it then creates. The beautiful world. Not a physical world I'm talking about. We call it the real world. And now you train yourself pure action as you come back. Instead of calculating this and that. Now you learn pure action, karma yoga, perfecting it. As long as you have a body, you cannot not act. So learn pure action. Do not use your mood, emotional mood, and the mindset to contaminate your pure action. You shouldn't do this to people. Why do you give so much? Why don't you look after yourself, save a little bit for the winter day? Those things, you know the drill. You don't like that person anyway. Pure action. No fault, intention. Do it for God, for love, for your, to your Lord. Not for I do it because of the money. I told you, you become a happier person down on earth now.